Tony Hawk is a 34-year-old skateboarding superstar. Kids idolize his multiple championships from ESPN's X Games. Promoters land him on Leno and Letterman. Parents buy his autobiography. He even has a top-selling video game, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Sports Illustrated estimates Hawk's business ventures earn him $250 million a year.
Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hawk Jam. An amazing spectacle for the entire family. Join skaters Tony Hawk, Bucky Lassie.
Washington radio station WHFS has been promoting Hawk's latest venture, a month-old road show called the Boom Boom Hawk Jam, in which Hawk and other skateboarders, bikers, and motocross riders perform tricks to live music. They do this on elaborate ramps in large coliseums. Hawk has made a career out of great timing, but the Hawk Jam has been a gamble. A year ago, he had to put up $1 million when he couldn't secure a sponsor. Despite the risk, Tony Hawk, Inc. already has established itself as a clean-cut commercial juggernaut with a great name. But will it last? Last night, the Hawk Jam came through Washington with the band Social Distortion, and Morning Edition was there to record all of it.
My name is Pinky. I'm the head carpenter. Normally, Advance loads in at 3 a.m. with one half of a two-part rigging system and our main stage. They get their stuff up and out of the way. 6 a.m., lighting comes in, does their stuff. And then 9 a.m. comes video, carpentry, etc. Probably out in the stage.
My name is Brandon Lewis, the handheld video guy. I stand on top of the half pipe and basically shoot for 2 hours. And we have 5 cameras in the show. All our cameras feed back to a central rack location, and then we pump it all out onto the screens for everybody, for all the audience and everybody to see, because there's a lot of stuff going on, you know. There's skaters in the half pipe and dirt bikes in the corners and stuff, so we try to keep the show flowing for everybody so they don't get, you know, lost.
Give me some kind of barcode so you guys know.
My name is Greg. I am the monitor engineer for Social Distortion. Basically, it's a 3-man crew on the deck.
My name is Mickey Diamond. I oversee the building of the skate ramp and the moto ramps and berms.
I'm Ray Woodbury. I am the tour manager of the Tony Hawk Boom Boom Hawk Jam. The budget's big, and the daily operations is, you know, these are people that are working 24/7 on a job, so you can imagine what everyone's being paid. There's definitely big numbers just in paying the people that are on the tour, let alone renting all the gear that's up in the air. We have 100 motors up in the air, a gigantic lighting system, you know, where the normal concert would be on one end of an arena, this is on the whole floor of the arena. And the amount of people that it takes to build this every day from a local level is over 100 people every day. So it's a lot of money.
My name is Tyler Haley. I am 10 years old and I came here to see Tony Hawk.
My name's Liam Harris. I'm 9 and I'm here because I want to see Tony Hawk.
My name's Justin Brown and it's my birthday tonight and I'm turning 13. I'm here to see some stuff, pretty cool stuff, Big Air and Tony Hawk.
Well, this is Tony Hawk, and it's about 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. We've been doing shows night after night for the last 3 nights, which is something we haven't really done. We only did it once before on this trip, and I'm starting to feel the effects. My hamstring's getting really tight. I've been going last 3 nights doing the absolute hardest stuff I can do, and so for the most part, I feel a lot better. The fun for me is that this is working, that 10,000 people will show up to watch us ride and not be a sideshow to something bigger. If this thing just scraped by to break even for the next couple of years, you know, if we got just enough crowd that it covered the costs, I'd be happy. For the first year out, we expect to take a loss, but we are going to amortize the cost of the ramp and, you know, the loss that we've taken over the next, hopefully, few years that we can do this. And everyone says for a first time out, for a new genre of tour, you know, it's pretty amazing. They really are surprised that we can do this well. You know, we sold out 2 nights in a row, last 2 nights. Who would have thought?
I'm Peggy. This is Charlie and Scott. I think the tickets were $240.
My name is Greg Keim, and I spent about $150 on tickets. My name is Ellen Yaroshevsky. I'm embarrassed to say we spent a fortune of money for six people.
What's next? Well, hopefully this idea can continue on even past my involvement. That's what I would like to see happen, is that this concept can just, you know, live beyond my career, and we can keep putting fresh faces in it and keep making up new routines and make it more exciting, change the design and everything, and hopefully take it overseas. That would be huge.
Okay, everybody hang on your headsets. We'll be back at 7:32. I want to roll right at 7:35, right on the nose.
Let's do a quick roll check real quick again one more time. Steve,
here.
Royal.
Yep.
DJ.
Yo.
And I got Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready, Bruno? Okay, listen, can you...
DC, are you ready? We got DJ Aaron in the mix on the turntables. We're going to stop right now. And what you are about to see is something we call the Boom Hot Jam.
This is Ray Woodbury. It's 9:45. We just finished a show about 8 minutes ago or so. And right now what we're doing is tearing out this show. All the rigging's coming out of the ceiling, and away we go, on to Philadelphia.
Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Huck Jam has four more dates. It ends over the weekend in Fort Lauderdale.